This is foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, how to gain presence of mind, heart, and soul in our prayers. Now, dear listeners, in this age of coronavirus and COVID-19, this kind of panic and hysteria and fear, which has gripped so much of the world, it comes to mind that what is necessary in our prayers and even in our daily lives is a presence of mind, presence of heart, and presence of soul, not just in our prayers, but in everything that we do. When a person is afraid, when a person is under stress, when a person is panicking, the last thing on their mind is calmness, is being calm and being secure. Now, we should remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is superior and greater than what we could ever think or imagine. He is also superior than whatever our pens and tongues could ever describe. Now keep in mind that when you realize these things, when you realize these points, this is how we gain a presence of mind, a presence of heart and soul in our prayers. We also remember that Allah's grandeur is way beyond our understanding, our cognition, or our comprehension. Truly, how much could our knowledge contain the greatness and the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And dear listeners, whatever Allah wills is what is realized immediately. As the Holy Quran says, "Kun fayakun," be and thus it is. Allah's command is obeyed. He created the universe with its natural phenomena and human beings all from nothing. There was nothing there. And then you have this beautiful universe that has been created. So dear listeners, just remember that Allah is great. Allah is magnificent. Allah is awesome. And so with all this power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, all this knowledge, all this wisdom, all this strength, all this power, all this generosity, all this forgiveness, all of this love that Allah has in these times of disease and viruses supposedly unknown to man, these things about our great Lord and our great Creator brings us great peace of mind and calm.
In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Rajin, The Whispered Prayer of the Hopeful. Please stay with me. Thank you. My God, is it good that I come back from your door, turned away in disappointment, while I know of no patron qualified by beneficence but you? How should I have hope in other than you, when the good, all of it, is in your hand? How should I expect from others, when for you are the creation and the command? Should I cut off my hope for you, when you have shown me of your bounty that for which I have not asked? Would you make me have need for my like while I hold fast to your cord? O He through whose mercy the strivers reach felicity, and through whose vengeance the seekers of forgiveness are not made wretched, how should I forget you while you never cease remembering me? How should I be diverted from you while you are my constant watcher?
Welcome back, dear listeners. We're talking about ubudiyya and how to strengthen our relationship with Allah. Now, we were talking again about how to gain presence of mind, presence of heart and soul in our prayers. And we had talked about how presence of mind, heart and soul doesn't just need to be in our prayers, but in reality, we need it in every aspect of our lives. In the previous section, we talked about the greatness of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, the superiority of Allah, the amount of knowledge that Allah has cannot be fathomed, the amount of power that Allah has cannot be imagined. His command is obeyed. He created the universe and human beings from nothing. And so along these lines, we need to remember that it is Allah who nourishes and guides everything, including you and I. And life and existence of all living things, whether plants or animals or stones, are all in Allah's hands. To Him is the return of all things which happen to be created by Allah. As it says in the Holy Quran, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Him do we originate or belong, and to Him is our return. And it is Allah, dear friends, who dispenses with honor and is the one who disgraces if it is necessary. It is Allah who is self-sufficient, but on the other hand, everything depends on Allah. It is these things, when we keep them in our minds, dear listeners, that we realize we have someone on our side. We have someone who will help us and get us through our troubled situations and our difficulties in life. And it helps us to realize that no matter what kind of disease is out there, Allah will help us, of course, provided that we take precautions. But we must also remember that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives shifa. He gives the cure, the healing, for anything that is supposed to cure and heal. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow something to give us shifa, then something that is supposed to cure and heal will be of no benefit. And we find that it is Allah who fashions human beings in the wombs of their mothers. It is Allah who endows guided instincts in the nature, the fitrah of man, as a divine trust. It is Allah who gives strength to the weak. It is Allah who heals the sick. Everything, dear friends, is perishable and passes away, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so in these words, why should we not seek recourse and safety and salvation in Allah, the one who loves us so much, the one who is willing to forgive us if we are willing to ask for forgiveness, the one who is mighty and powerful, the one who is generous and loving and nourishing, the one who gives us our sustenance, whether spiritual or physical. And so in these days where we are surrounded by this unknown and difficult virus conditions, we must remember Allah is in control and it is He who will help us to get through this. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
When we begin saying that we have two distinct natures, we have tabi'ah and we have fitrah, our minds will immediately begin to suggest that these two are separate entities and I can choose one and leave the other. I want fitrah, I do not want tabi'ah. So we need to establish first and foremost that while you are in this plane of existence, in this alien body, before you return home, you cannot separate these two natures. They are distinct, but they are like two sides of a coin. Because if you look at the history of human beings as the strove to find spirituality and enlightenment, because they did not distinguish between tabi'ah and fitrah, and they simply talked of human nature, they tried to transcend human nature by plucking out tabi'ah from themselves. Look at the history of monasticism amongst the Catholics, for example. In Catholicism, way back, maybe centuries ago, 19th century somewhere, some of the pious Catholics, priests, decided that the cause of our constantly committing sins and constantly succumbing to temptation is our sexual desire. We need to fight this. So in order to do this, we will abandon society, we will go into the desert, we will build a monastery, and we will say that marriage is a necessary evil. You should get married only if you just absolutely have to. But if God has inspired you with spirituality, and if you have the capacity to strive for higher ranks, and you wish to become like the angels, then you should not get married. And therefore celibacy became an integral part of being a monk. Several decades down, what is the result of that today? You keep hearing of stories of young boys being abused, young girls being abused in these monasteries. Why? Because again, it is an attempt to deny the body its need. It is unnatural to fight tabi'ah in this manner because the body will demand what it wants.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. Now, talking about how to find presence of mind, presence of soul, and presence of a heart, not just in our prayers, which is one of the keys to ubudiyyah, to servitude, to obedience of Allah, but also to find this peace of mind, heart, and soul, this calmness, this tranquility in our everyday lives. Now, there are certain things that we must remember in order for us to create a peace of mind, in order to create a sense of calmness, a sense of tranquility, not just in our prayers, but in our daily lives as well. We talked about some of these things in the previous two segments, and we continue and conclude in this segment. Now on the day of resurrection, the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment, the reckoning, the accounts, our ledgers of actions, rewards and punishments are done all by Allah. If we are to fear someone, if we are to fear anyone, it should be Allah. And if we love someone the most, if we are to love anyone the most, we should love Allah. And it will be manifest on the day of judgment, the day of Qiyamah, that power, all power, belongs to Allah. And all others, whether big or small, powerful or weak, all others can do nothing. And those who turn their faces to other than Allah will surely be lost and defeated on that day. Our prayer commences with the name of the Magnificent Lord, where we say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We begin with the name and help of the All-Beneficent and All-Merciful Allah. For surely, dear friends, He is the Lord whose compassion encompasses everything imaginable and whose kindness is universal and everlasting. Others other than Allah have either no compassion or their compassion is limited to what is beneficial to them, or their aim is not to be compassionate, but perhaps to receive something in return. But dear friends, dear listeners, in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even Allah's acts of creating all beings, the creation of everything, is based upon grace and kindness. As the Holy Quran says, accept those on whom your Lord has mercy, and that is why He created them. So dear friends, remember, in these times of coronavirus, of COVID-19, of fear and worry and stress, find that peace of mind, that peace of your soul, that peace in your heart. Find it in the remembrance of Allah and make your ubudiyah all the more beautiful. Ilahana, ma'adalak, malika kun liman malak, labbayka qad, labbaytu lak. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Subhanahu.